When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How would you describe what Z was able to do during those final few minutes of the fourth quarter, just scoring the last 14 points for you guys?
Yeah, that was very impressive. The energy he played with, obviously, the ability to finish around the basket. You know, he really had a diverse play calling down the stretch. get the ball to Z and get the fuck out the way.
And what more needs to be said? Get the ball to Z and get the fuck out of the way. Welcome to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow us on Twitter at ethospelicans at Lyle Swithenbank. Go and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening from. We appreciate the support and the continued growth of the show. It is going from strength to strength, and I credit everyone out there listening. So thank you very much. Zion Williamson, what more can you say than he is just completely and utterly unstoppable? When he gets into a mode like he did last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves, it was curtains from the beginning. The Pelicans pull out a come-from-behind victory, 119-118. And honestly, for the most part of the game, we couldn't execute. And so, you know, when it comes down to the point where you need to win the basketball game and you have someone such as Zion Williamson who just decided to completely take over the game, scoring the final 14 points for the Pelicans, it was just incredible. Incredible to watch. Playoff-like atmosphere in the Smoothie King Center last night. My second game in New Orleans, and honestly, one of the great nights that I'll probably remember forever, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But honestly, a game that felt like we were always in touch but never, ever able to break through. And it took until the last probably 3 or 4 minutes of the game where Zion just went absolutely incredible, scoring a career-high 43 points against the Minnesota Timberwolves team that's been on a losing streak and we're looking to get back on track. Honestly, completely incredible game. And the atmosphere in the Smoothie King Center was electric. It felt like a playoff game, complete sellout. The next four games are, I've been told. And, unbelievable to see a team so embraced by the city, so supported. This is a Wednesday night in December. And the place was packed. We got there maybe half an hour before the gates opened, and people were lining up around the corner. It was awesome to see, and everyone was chomping at the bit to get in there. And when you have a team that's so easy to support like this, and you know they're being successful, winning fixes everything, of course, it's easy to cheer for them, and people want to be a part of it. And by golly, I bet you glad you had tickets to that one, because that was insane. We had everything. We had the big dunks. We had the big three-pointers. We had the come-from-behind victory. We had the defensive stops. Everything that you could imagine, we had and more. So, let's break down the game. So, honestly, we started slowly, as we had been in the last couple of games, but we'd sort of turned it around. Even in the paces, we started slow and then sort of got our behinds into gear. And what we saw in this was three straight turnovers to start the game. And honestly, you're scratching your head saying, what are we doing? It looked like we were trying to re-assimilate guys back in after, obviously, Zion was out, Trey and Dyson. All out with the coming back from COVID and non-COVID illness for those two guys, but it was just looking like guys didn't know where they were meant to move or run or know when to cut or to pass, and we started forcing things. We had a 24-second shot violation and then two woeful turnovers, and the Timberwolves came out strong. They did, and honestly, we managed to fight back to just 4 points down in that first quarter, 28-24. And, you know, you're sitting in the crowd going, well, this is obviously in touch. 4 points is not too bad. We can get a couple of runs going. And one thing I have to comment on is the refereeing. It was atrocious for both teams. Honestly, we were sitting there at some points and you'd get these touch fouls at one end and then Zion would come down and literally just get manhandled, dragged out of the air, and he couldn't get close to a whistle. It was bizarre. There were the ball going out off one team and they were calling it the other way, and it was the refs decided to get their fingerprints into it, and I hate when they do that. Honestly, if you want to call every foul, that's fine, but you have to do it consistently. We had like a flagrant from CJ kicking his leg out, which was bizarre. Then there was like an actual fight, and then Larry Nance got hit in the head and he went off injured, and that was a flagrant one, the same as CJ fading away and the leg connecting. But I don't know. Honestly, it was a bizarre game. The refs will need to go and have a cold shower after that one because they were getting a bit hot under the collar trying to work out what their job was. But honestly, so shout out to the refs for being woeful. But anyway, no, I digress. So second quarter, 27-25. And, you know, you start chipping away, but still 6 points down going into the half. And you're sitting there going, come on, guys, we need to get this together, because what you don't want to do is let that then turn into a 10-point lead and then a 15-point lead, because then you dig yourself a hole and you have more ground to cover. The third quarter was where I suppose our bread's been buttered this year. We've come in hot in a lot of the third quarters out of halftime, and in this game it was no exception. 37-33, a game where we start, or a quarter, I guess, where we started scoring a heap more, but also not defending quite as well as we had been. You know, they were getting out the back and silly layups, and when you can't defend on one end, it makes it very, very tough. You know, you have to keep scoring at the other, and thankfully we were able to do that thanks to Zion Williamson, who just went on a tear in the second half. And CJ started getting himself going. And Trey Murphy, who, coming back off the illness, just looked like he hadn't missed a beat. He had himself 20-odd points, and we'll get to the box score after this, but he looked excellent. And any time he plays alongside Zion, you can see why he was drafted, because the guy is a sniper. He was doing everything out there, and as well as defending a lot of the time against Anthony Edwards and guys like that were on a tear. So all in all, really, really good quarter. We drag that back 37-33, as I said, and then you're only down by two going in. And we actually, Dyson grabbed a rebound right at the end. We had a run with about 3 minutes to go in that third quarter. Real momentum builder. And Dyson grabbed a rebound, missed the two free throws, but that was all right because we went in two down. And the last quarter, 30-33. And, you know, Anthony Edwards was going off. He was getting everything he wanted. Gobert did absolutely nothing, but and managed to foul out with about 4 seconds to go. And Zion also posterized the living daylights out of him, so I'm waiting for his announcement that he's retiring. But I doubt that will happen because he's got a cash cow of a contract, so he's going to clog the paint for years to come. 33-30 with a free throw with 4 seconds left for Zion. Hits one of two, and Dyson clamps Anthony Edwards, gives him a woeful fadeaway attempt, and we win the game. And honestly, it was going off in the Smoothie King Center. I've never been in an arena like that where it was so electric. It felt like a finals game. Honestly, it was just unreal. There was the heat from the players. They were getting into one another. There was some texts given out at different points. Guys were fouling out. It was a lot of, I suppose, spite in this one. Unnecessarily. I mean, I don't think anyone was... There's not any like bad blood between the teams, but they wanted to beat us, and we decided to steal one from them and, you know, give the New Orleans fans what they wanted, which is exactly what you want to see when you're sitting live. So, all in all, great game. We run out, as I said, 119 to 118 was the final score. Zion with 43. And it really felt like at times we needed a second scorer, someone that was going to step up. And, you know, enter Trey Murphy, who, again, had a great game. CJ managed to get himself 20 points in the end as well, after a bit of a spotty start. But, again, it's how you finish games. If you dig yourself in a hole, if you finish strong, oftentimes you might be able to steal one. And that's what we managed to do in this. So, great result. If we look at the stats, the team by team, we shot 48% and they shot 50% from the field. Three-pointers, we hit 11, 47% to their 34%, 10 of 29. So again, we had less three-point attempts, but we hit the ones that we took and we exploited them in the paint where our mismatch being Zion Williamson was, which is exactly what you want to see. Rebounds, we smashed them 43 to 35. Fast break points were the same, steals the same, blocks 8 to 4 in favor of them, but who cares. Points off turnovers 24 to 16, and you know that's probably what kept them in the game, is the fact that they were able to give points in transition, easy ones out the back from our mistakes. And when that happens, you know, you have issues that you need to address. And thankfully, we were able to do that down the stretch and manage to, I suppose, secure the victory, for want of a better term. Over at the box score, or actually, I suppose the turnovers probably helpful. 13 turnovers for us to 11 turnovers for them. So, you know, took care of the ball, but if you're not getting back in transition, it makes it very difficult to then, you know, win games and run games out when you're letting the other team get, I suppose, live ball turnovers and being able to advance the ball up the court and go one-on-one or one-on-zero down the other end. So, again, room for improvement. But we will continue. We'll keep trying our very best. And the win streak continues. We're on 4 in a row, which is lovely. So, box score for them, Anthony Edwards with 27. McDaniels had 19. D'Angelo Russell had himself a game. He had 27 points. And I thought Naz Reid was very good, particularly in the first half. He had 13 points. The LSU Tiger, former LSU Tiger, he was very, very good as well, using that ability to shoot the three. He was trying to stake his claim in his, I suppose, home state, I guess. I don't know, college state. For us, Trey Murphy in 26 minutes had himself 21 points, 4 assists, 5 of 6 from 3. He was unreal. Zion Williamson, of course, 43 points, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 14 of 21. He had himself 19 free throw attempts. 19. You wouldn't read about it. You absolutely would not read about 19 free throw attempts. That's incredible. Am I reading that right? Is that Zion that got... And, I mean, that was the ones that they called. There were ones where he was dragged out of the air by three people and they wouldn't give it to him. So, you know, he probably could have had 40 free throw attempts himself. But anyway, I'm not going to criticise now that we won. But I will. JV, 12 points. Najee Marshall had himself 12 points as well. CJ McCollum had 20 points. No, that says JV had 0 rebounds, but that's wrong. But anyway, I don't make this app. Dyson Daniels had himself 3 points, 2 assists, a steal and a block, and one visit from me, which we'll talk about in a second. 5 points for Alvarado, and Jackson Hayes had 3 points. Larry Nance in 15 minutes didn't score, and you know, he looked a bit sore out there, Larry. Honestly, he copped a knock in the top of his head at one point and went off and then went to locker room and unfortunately didn't return. But yeah, I think he's a little bit sore at the moment, Laz, and hopefully he can just he can rest up a little bit and get himself right, because obviously he's critical to our success down the stretch, but he needs to don't come in carrying injuries, you know. If you need a night off, then have a night off, because we're proving that the depth that we have is for real. We got guys that can step up and play your role, and I don't think Larry has any concern about losing his spot in the rotation or anything like that. He's been way too valuable. But if he needs a night off, well, you have my permission. I'll send you a permission slip, mate, that you can have a night off, have a rest, have a glass of wine and get a shoulder rub, and you'll be right, mate. But anyway, I digress. So I just wanted to speak about Zion Williamson before we go to a break, about how dominant he was. It's not like he just does one thing. It's not like he just goes in, oh, okay, I'm just going to lay the ball up. He does a lot of that, don't get me wrong. But he's hitting free throws. He also hit probably the biggest shot of the whole game down the stretch with a three-pointer. He got left open, and so he looked them all dead in the eye and splashed a three, and that brought us back, to, I think, to 1 point at the time, 4 points maybe, and really sparked the run. He was incredible, and when he was getting to the basket and getting and ones and getting fouled, you know, there was the play down the stretch. I think it tied the game up. He just went ballistic. He screamed at the crowd. You could see the passion. Anyone that says that he didn't want to be here or didn't want to be a part of this team or doesn't enjoy it, doesn't enjoy this crowd, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. Get down here and watch a game in the Smoothie King Center, because it is electric. And the players feel it. You can see when the crowd starts to build and the players respond. And we have such a team that if you're behind them, they'll show out for you. And when you got a star like Zion Williamson, gosh, it's easy to cheer for that man. And this is not even our final team. We still got Brandon Ingram. And honestly, pre-game, I was watching him do his warm-ups and go through some stuff. He looks all right. He doesn't look far off at all. So hopefully that toe comes good and he can get a bit of rhythm back. And, you know, we can make a run through January. That'd be awesome. So, all in all, awesome game. We'll go to a break. We'll come back, do a few final comments, and then we shall skedaddle. So stay with us, and we'll be back after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here, as I was pre-break. Pelicans defeat the Minnesota Timberwolves 119-118 behind 43 points from Zion Williamson. Incredible game. Loving my time in New Orleans so far, and honestly, to see that game in itself was just incredible. But my night, you might have seen from Twitter, took a very exciting turn. Thanks to the power of the people. Credit everyone out there that put the tweets out and, rallied the troops and got the attention of the Pelicans. I got to meet Dyson Daniels after the game. Lark and I were given backstage passes, and we got to go down underneath with the friends and family and, rub shoulders with the family of the players. And we got to meet Dyson Daniels, which, honestly, he's tall as, and I already knew that, but when you see him up close, he's really tall. Got to get a photo with him, got a signature from him, and You know, what a fantastic young man. And honestly, credit to his family for raising such a nice kid. Man, he holds himself so well. And it was such a lovely conversation. We talked for about 10 minutes and talked about Australia and basketball and how he's settling in here. And, you know, he's wise beyond his years and very well spoken. And, yeah, it was a really enjoyable chat. And so I thank everyone out there that reshared and tweeted and said, let's get Lyle to meet Dyson Daniels, because honestly, it was one of those memories that you take with you forever. And I appreciate all the support out there and, you know, all the love on Twitter and people coming up to you in the street and saying hello and at the games and getting photos and things like that. This stuff, it doesn't, you know, this is not normal for me. And I appreciate all the support out there and all the love that I'm seeing in this city. And, you know, as we always say, you know, you love this city, they'll love you back. And I'm definitely feeling that and really enjoying my time here. So I appreciate all of you out there, and a bit of a wholesome way to finish, I guess. But it was very nice and, yeah, great way to chat to him. But, yeah, before we wrap up, I suppose we'll preview the next game. We get a night off, and then we have the 7:30 p.m. game against the Sixers on Friday night, New Year's Eve Eve. Pelicans now top of the West after Denver collapsed against the Kings. The Kings surged back last night, and I watched the last maybe 30 seconds of that, which was enough for them to lose, so we like that. And Pelicans top of the West, as I said, 22-12, take on the 20-13 Sixers. A team that has been a bit up and down, fifth in the East, but it has Embiid and James Harden. So not an easy team to take on, but we definitely need to bring our A-game. Hopefully we can get someone else back. Maybe Herb Jones would be lovely if he returned. But no doubt we need the guys back, and we're going to need to not take this team lightly, because you want to keep the streak alive, and I want to continue to see wins, because the Smoothie King Center is rocking when we win. It's rocking anyways, even when we're down, but it particularly is when we have great victories. So, anyway, we'll check that game out. We want to see another big game from Zion. We want to see the supporting cast step up as well. And I think I'll leave it at that. So, from another glorious New Orleans morning, a little bit drizzly this morning, but otherwise, a lovely day in New Orleans. I'm Lyle Swithenbank. This has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. At Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans. Give them both a follow. We appreciate all the support. You've got time. Go and give us a rate and review and a comment on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate all of that. And I'll speak to you, I suppose, after the Philly game. So stay safe. And of course, bye for now.